And finally, a very different story about ice. A small community outside Portland, Maine, got a lot of attention this week for a particularly frosty and rare natural phenomenon. The NewsHour's Julia Griffin, with the help of Maine Public Television, explains.
The icy oddity in Westbrook, Maine this week made bystanders stop to take a second look. It wasn't the moon or an alien spacecraft, but a huge circular disk of ice spinning ever so slightly in the Penobscot River. Residents saw the disk form slowly over the course of a few days.
About a week or so ago, I noticed this small round piece of ice, and it would be, you know, swirling counterclockwise just slowly.
Since then, the disk ballooned to more than 300 feet across, rotating like a giant Lazy Susan.
I think the ducks and the seagulls are enjoying the natural amusement ride going on in the middle of the river. It's been great.
It isn't the first time spinning ice circles have been spotted in the river, but it is the biggest anyone in Westbrook can recall.
It's a spectacular version of this. I don't think I've heard of any of them that are as large as the one near Westbrook.
Ted Scambos is a research scientist at the University of Colorado at Boulder. He said ice disks are rare because they require the right combination of temperature, river shape, and water speed.
What you need is an area that has freezing conditions, but just barely freezing conditions, and a river with the right kind of bend in it so that you get a large eddy that's almost circular.
And in those conditions, small pieces of ice can begin to solidify into a solid plate.
And once they do, they're going to get sort of shaved a little bit as they go around the riverbank each time, and that's what makes that perfect circle.
But just like ice itself, the disk movement froze Wednesday, a development that didn't surprise scientists like Scambos.
These things are very ephemeral, and it's great that people are appreciating it while it's happening because it won't last long. They either break up by melting or they freeze up harder to the bank and then break up in pieces later on.
And that might happen sooner than Westbrook residents would like. While a paddleboarder managed to free the disk late Thursday, allowing it to spin again, a winter storm expected this weekend could break it apart or bury it in snow. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Julia Griffin.
A spinning story and a